after the Newcastle game, Joshua, we spoke to you about coming close to getting the goal. It came today. Talk us through that and how it feels, first of all, to have got off the mark.
No, personally, it's good to get your first goal and build confidence in that. And but to be honest, we're a bit disappointed with the team not getting 3 points, because I think we played brilliant today. Since second half of Southampton, Newcastle, and today, I think the boys did well. I think we battered them the first half and mostly the second. Obviously, the last 10-15 minutes of second half, away from home, it's going to be difficult when it's 2-2. But the boys did well, and we're disappointed leaving there with not 3 points.
Having got yourself 2-0 in front, obviously, to not be able to stay 2-0 for longer than just a minute, is that that's the big frustration of today, I guess?
Yeah, we're away from home and we started off very well, scored 2 goals. Obviously, when you let 2 goals in very quickly, it sets us back a bit. But I think we did come back from that and stood up and gave him a good match after they scored 2. And I think we're just unlucky not getting another one. There was chances, but we did manage to score more than 2 today.
Talk about the quality of the 2 goals from a team point of view today.
Nah, my goal is amazing from Junior. I'm making movements and I'm running the box, and he sees me and slips me in and puts it on the plate for me. The second goal, I think it was Matt Ritchie or Fran who sat Dan Gosling, and I don't think he could have hit it any better.
And obviously in between that, Junior had the ball in the net as well, another quality goal that unfortunately was offside.
I haven't seen it replay, so I don't want to comment if it was offside or not, but it would have been good if that counted, but it didn't, so we just have to focus on next game now, Evan now.
I presume you weren't that close to the incidents, but what's the general feeling from the boys about the penalty and whether there was an offside with the Swansea first goal?
I haven't seen any of them, to be honest. Which penalty are you talking about?
The one they scored.
I was behind Frano, so I couldn't see if he touched him, but he did say that he didn't touch him, but that doesn't really matter now that they got it and they scored, so...
Obviously, the sequence of losses has been ended today. Was that the most important thing, to make sure you went away with something from today?
Yeah, there's not many teams who've come here and done what we've done today and battered them in possession, especially first half and away at Swansea. But obviously, it's good leaving here, not lost. We lost the last five, six games, and it's obviously got our confidence up and now got a good run. With loads of important games, we've got Everton, Chelsea and United, which isn't an easy run. So, but it's good that we can go from here and know that we haven't lost today and the boys did absolutely amazing.
I was going to say, I guess the progression is there. You played well second half at Southampton, you played well in the whole game at Newcastle but didn't get anything. You played well here and got a point, so it's moving in the right direction.
It is moving in the right direction and hopefully it's just got up from here. We've been at the bottom now and even though we have played well and then... If we just keep playing well, he's going to have to turn some time. And I did think he turned today because we leave it with 1 point. And like I said, we got a very important game against Everton on Saturday, which we tried to get 3 points for the fans as well.
And finally, can that open the floodgates for you now, goal-wise? Now you've got one, get on a roll.
Yeah, hopefully, now that I've got my first one, that opens up for all the strikers normally. So, from now, hopefully open up for the next few games and the next few weeks and get some more goals.
And physically, how demanding is it playing that nine role? Because you look like you left every ounce of energy out on the pitch today.
Yeah, no, that's the position I prefer. And today I think that I was blown after 75 minutes. I was looking at the bench looking to get subbed, but I don't like to get asked to be subbed before the manager wants to sub me. But I ran everything I had, and it's obviously good to get fresh legs in when people are tired.